Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we talk to the Marion County Special Olympics team as they get ready for their dance competition on Saturday. Lois Turnage, Maureen Schletzbaum, Marissa Schletzbaum, Michelle Turnage, and Ben Haywood for the Marion County Special Olympics. Now, you guys have a dance competition coming up this week, and then you also have, in April, you have your track and field event coming up. First of all, let's talk to Marissa and ask her opinion on what the most exciting thing about this weekend. What do you got? You got the dance competition. What are you excited for on Saturday?
Being with my friends, seeing the teams.
And then let's also get a talk to Michelle and get her opinion on Saturday. What are you expecting on Saturday? Are you excited? And are you going to be wearing anything special for your dance outfit?
Well, this year we're doing like a country theme. The first song we're doing Achy Breaky Heart, and then the second song is Country Boy. And then we're wearing like our flannel shirts to go with our theme, and then our cowboy hats.
So we got some cowboys in here, so they'll be out there Saturday, and you're going to be in Iowa City with all the rest of the state competitors. Ben, I know you said you were excited about being with some state competitors. Is that all you're really excited about?
Yes, I'm really excited for all dancers performing, giving their best performance, and I hope this thing turns well, be cool and interesting to watch, and be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it will be a lot of fun. So now let's go back to Maureen Schletzbaum. You know, you're the delegation manager for the Marion County Special Olympics. Can you tell us a little bit about how many different groups are going to be performing on Saturday? And are they all going to be different themes? Are there different categories? How is it going to work on Saturday?
For the dance competition that will be held in Iowa City Saturday, there's about 25 teams that are going to be there, and they division them by ages. They have a junior division and a senior division. We are in the senior division because the majority of our athletes are over age 21 or over. Then they also divide them by the group size. They have a small size, which is 8 participants, and that is what we are. We are a small size this year, or they have a large group size. Then they also have one more category, which is a category that includes a tumbling part of that in their dance competition.
So let's speak to the coach, Lois. You know, you are coaching this team. So what are some of the dances that you guys are going to be performing? How many dancers fully are you going to have out there? And is it one dance routine, or is there going to have different ones throughout the day?
The format for the competition is actually asking us to do 2 different routines within the context of our competition entry. So as Michelle said, we're doing a country theme this year. So the first half of the routine is to the Achy Breaky Heart. Then they go back behind a kind of a curtain screen backdrop that we have, put on their cowboy hats, come back out to the Country Boy. And that is one of the rules of the competition. You have to do 2 different styles of dance, thematic styles of dance within that competition routine. So last year we did a basketball routine, and our first year we did Uptown Funk and Shake It Off. And so there are some very stringent rules and high criteria that's expected of the groups. We have to demonstrate dance technique, dance elements. We have to have a variety of formations on the floor, and we have to have movement within those formations. So it's a challenge, but we've been working hard. They're doing a great job.
Now, do you know how many other teams you're going to be competing against, or will you find that out on Saturday when you get there?
We have a schedule, and I believe we have 12 teams in our category. So we will be up against approximately 11, possibly 12 other teams, everywhere from Sioux City to Scott County. I mean, we are across the state with this event, and so it's great that we can represent Marion County at this statewide event.
Now, Michelle, I want to ask you, what would it mean to win the competition?
I'd do it like some medals and just about everything.
So it'd be pretty cool to come home with some medals then? Okay, so now also in April, we'll move forward. In April, you guys are having your track and field event. Now, I don't know how good you guys did the past couple of years. So what's this year? What are you guys excited for this year? And where do you guys what sports, actually? Let's go through sports. What sports do you guys take part in? Let's start with Marissa.
Running dash and tempo jazz. Anyway.
And then Michelle?
Well, I'm doing the 50-meter dash, the turbo jab, and the relay.
I am doing the 100-meter dash, relay, and the softball throw, and the relay.
So we definitely got some athletes out here that will be taking part. Now, Maureen, when is that track and field event actually taking place?
It's going to be April 18th, and it's a regional event, and it's held over at the Indianola Middle School.
Now, how many other teams will be at that event?
It's all the... in the West region, which encompasses the Des Moines areas and west of Des Moines, and we're about as far south as it goes. So it's a big event. There's several people there.
So is there anything the athletes want to say to Marion County listeners, maybe get some fans out there to cheer you guys on?
Yeah, we're really proud to have all of you come and watch us and listen to us.
Are you excited, Ben?
Yeah, I can't wait for this event. I bet we'll have some other people cheering on us as we do these events.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.